Hi, this is John. Before we begin today's podcast, I would like to invite you to visit my website, johnburney.org, where you can join my mailing list, contact me directly for private one-on-one work, access written, audio, and video teachings, and sign up for retreats, as well as find the schedule for my public gatherings. May you realize true peace and happiness. Even though the sound of the bell and my voice are happening, let them be in the background. And let the foreground be where you are, what you're aware of right now. Whatever that is, whatever's present right now. So that you're not really here listening to a talk, but rather allowing yourself to deepen into being. So, you notice how while you're just sitting that being begins to expand or deepen all by itself. Let's face it, you're done with trying. It's too tiring. So you don't have to try now. Just let go. Let be what's here, even if you're sleepy or tired or worried or agitated or afraid or longing. Hoping, frustrated, reactive. Confused. Sure of yourself. Opening, relaxing, resting, seeing, hearing, breathing, radiating presence. Allowing, opening, to open. Trusting the ancient instructions that there's nothing to do. completely available. Even hearing those words, the heart is given permission to open. Or you'll notice that it's holding, maybe. Afraid of being hurt, afraid of being left, rejected, uncared for. And then, as that moves, gratitude for the peace of this moment, of just being here. Not the thought, but just the actual appreciation of connectedness. That it's fulfilling by its very nature. Our conditioned self is, by its very nature, unfulfilled, unsatisfied, never happy, rarely happy. So we have this struggle with our conditioned nature and our true nature, you might say, until we surrender to that. And we keep, you might say, rediscovering that surrender works. It's not that we didn't learn it, so don't judge yourself for the fact that you have to keep rediscovering it. That's the way it works. Rediscovering is actually a pleasure. To go from irritation and out of balance and disconnected and uncentered to grounded, centered, balanced, open, clear, powerful, free of self. Compassionate. Then you see the beauty that's in front of you for the first time, even though you may know that person you're looking at. There's so much more that you didn't see before, that you didn't feel before, because you were caught up in your drama and your mind and your projections and your protections. And how beautiful we are when we really see each other. When we really see ourselves in the other. And that's really what satsang is the unified recognition of oneness in a group of people or with one other person or with your dog or your plants, even your things. You know, there's an old Zen teaching, does a dog have Buddha nature? Yeah, of course. So I'll ask this one now. Does your computer have Buddha nature? Yeah. Of course it does. Everything does. Everything is fundamentally energy.
presence may look like an inanimate object. Don't let that fool you. That's why when you're awake, you learn to take care of things because they're you. And whether it's your friend or your, you know, oatmeal. Sometimes we get so busy and caught up that it's hard to take care of things the way we'd like to. And so many things are sort of piling up, cluttered. We don't have time for it, you know, take care of it. The most important thing when that's happening is to first allow your mind to get uncluttered. Let your heart get uncluttered, your body uncluttered, so you can find balance, homeostasis, healing. Yeah, I just thought of a new word for meditation. How about refreshing yourself, becoming refreshed? You know, purified is the old word for sadhana, spiritual practice. That's right. I mean, it's old, kind of archaic, but I like refresh, lighten up, you know, unpacking. Letting go of the burden, putting it down, putting it aside. That's it. Boy, that changed the room. Okay, that's it. That's the one. That's the one that worked. I've been looking for it. Finally went bing. That was it. So remember that one. You could use it as a mantra. Put aside the burden right now. So easy to pile them up, isn't it? Boy, they really can pile up quick, particularly if you listen to, you know, news. I'm not sure you should call it news. There's got to be another name for it. Your true nature is completely unburdened, actually. Is not concerned with life and death. Is not concerned with health or sickness or anything. That's relative. And that's why we're here to honor that, to honor the light. That's what this holiday period's about. It's supposed to be about. not about Black Friday. Honoring the discount. The bargain. It's okay. Honoring the light. Being a light, the light. Delightful. I like that. Delightful. So simple. We know that. You know this, that your being is resonating with us. Can you feel that? How is that possible? Because you already are this. You've heard that a million times, but it's true. And when you realize that you already are this, then your ability to trust its movement through you profoundly matures. Your ability to trust that movement within you of awakening is completely natural. Not something you learned and you somehow are now going to do it. And no. Yeah, there's a place for how we participate with it and how we honor it and how we have intention for it, sure. And if you want to call that learning, okay. All right. That's okay. At some point, though, you realize, wow, it's doing it all. It knows what it's doing, and I'm out of the way. That's all. You know, the initial stages of awakening are always so exciting and wonderful and thrilling and, oh, great. And then it gets harder, usually. Yeah, because the stuff comes up and there's more space and the dark side becomes illuminated. And then a lot of that works itself out and then it gets really intense and scary often. And people often, I meet, work with so many people these days who are at that place of the fear of completely opening. Like, whoa, wait a minute. It was cool for a while. Now, wait a minute. You try to put the brakes on, you know, and there's no pedal. And the car is going faster and faster. Yeah, it's okay to vocalize expletives at that moment. I wonder what Buddha yelled out on the last night. I wonder. We want to open, but not too much. I'm afraid it's all the way. There's no turning back. It's okay. It's perfectly safe. Perfectly safe. Good. Let it come forward. Let it open. Let it expand. Let it deepen. Let it do what it's doing. That's it. Let it do what it's doing. Not my will, but thy will. That's what that means. Let it do what it's doing. And give yourself completely to it. And it will force you to. and you'll keep learning how it wants you to learn more. It's amazing, actually. I've resisted it the whole way, just so you know. Because I'm just like you, you know. Habitual and want things to be the way they, you know, comfortable. And I've learning is always something we're forced to do. You know what I mean? I mean real learning. It's somehow we have to wake up to the truth. Each moment, there's a kind of, I don't know what it is. It's something that compels us to discover something that's outside our paradigm of thinking. Outside of our paradigm of being comfortable. So when you're uncomfortable, it's working. Usually we say if we're uncomfortable, it's not working. It's not what I want. Because our human nature is looking and naturally seeks comfort and security. That's its nature. That's why it's more difficult to do spiritual practice in difficult times when we're not secure, when we have difficult circumstances. It can be very difficult because some part of us needs to be secure as a human being, wants to be secure. It's healthy. It's okay to have that. So we have to be clear about honoring our human needs at the same time as cultivating and allowing the spiritual unfoldment to happen. And that's a very extraordinary interface. And that's what I mean where we're always continually learning. If you have something you'd like to talk about, or you have a question, or want to come up and sit together, just raise your hand, I'll call on you. Come on up, sure.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I really appreciate the talk tonight. I feel like I kind of took it in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
When you said like not my will but thy will,
mm-hmm.
It's something I've often kind of prayed about or thought about. I heard it in a really different way tonight, more of the way. I think I've always thought of it like. Give me a vision of what I should willfully do.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Like, what should I do? I'll mm-hmm. do it.
Mm-hmm.
It was still about doing.
Mm-hmm.
Just like maybe more aligned doing or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That somehow whatever I'm doing is bad and there's a better doing, and maybe I could open myself up to that and be more of service or more loving. But what I heard tonight was just a real invitation to surrender.
Yeah.
The willfulness, period.
Exactly.
And then I've been projecting this idea still of that I need to do something better. Which, you know.
Well, that's human nature. I mean, our human. I think your mic's dropping down, by the way. Human nature really is all about better and comparison.
Right.
You know. But what I realize, I'm not really giving a talk. I'm more inviting to be here and letting it happen. That's it, pretty much. And you can't get it right and you can't get it wrong. Period. Because you're not getting it.
Right.
See, that idea is still, you know, the ego desire for freedom, which is fine and it's very normal and that's totally part of the path.
The ego is not going to get it.
No, and so you have compassion for the part of you that suffers, basically, or the parts of you that suffer.
Right.
That's our human frailty and our human woundedness and so forth. How we learn to give that. We learn to take care of that or even ask into the big space, into our big heart, big mind, for what we need on the relative level. That's perfectly fine. Important to do that, I think. I'm learning to do that. I think I'm... I don't know why, but that's a hard one for me to do. I was too independent growing up. Yeah. Ironically, you know, even with presence foreground all the time, it's interesting to learn, and that's really what I'm sharing a lot these days in my own discovery, I'd say, is that the communication from presence into presence, let's put it that way. Not from ego into presence, or vice versa. Even though you can go those ways too. I mean, it's there's any possible combination. That's why it's interesting. And I think we're in our infancy as a species in our development, for sure. Infancy is probably not even, I mean, barely. I think there's a lot of signs for how consciousness will continue to evolve if we survive.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. I think that eventually people will be born, realized there will be no religion. And probably will most things we can heal with our mind. Probably. And probably won't have language anymore either. I think those things are all going to change eventually. Because there's evidence of that already. But most of us are not even close to that. Right? So we're contributing to the evolution of the species, literally. We are. There's no question. It isn't just for you or me or, you know. That's why the bodhisattva metaphor or whatever in the Buddhism is really about that you're saving all sentient beings. That's what it really means.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that when you connect into the source, you are not separate from anyone or anything. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's like heartbreaking.
Yeah. Yeah, it's both. You realize it's not your life. Yeah. And you can feel like it, of course. But
I am. I don't know if this is helpful or not.
Bring the mic up higher or speak louder or something. Thanks. Or maybe I'll turn up my hearing aids. Hang on.
All right, is that... Oh, that's really louder. The hearing aid made me louder.
I can hear you. Yeah, sorry.
Where is it starting?
I'm hearing impaired, so...
Yeah, I'm speaking impaired, so...
That's funny.
Yeah. I experienced a very sudden, kind of shocking loss recently, and it's put me into like a deep, lot of grief. Mm-hmm. Some kind of mental spinning, mm-hmm. but something's different because it's more like just like the grief. Mm-hmm. Been spending a lot of time like hiking in the rain and just crying, and, mm-hmm. and it all feels really beautiful. Mm-hmm. And like there's like it's not really a problem, even as I don't want the loss to be happening. Like that's happening too. Mm-hmm. But somehow the intense emotions really like cracked something in me. Mm-hmm. There's been this stuckness for a while where I just don't seem to be able to kind of what you spoke earlier in the talk about stuff piling up, decluttering, mm-hmm. decluttering her inside mm-hmm. first. I feel like I mean, I've had this experience of feeling overwhelmed by stuff that I've needed to deal with like some student loans and financial tax stuff that I just haven't been able to move on. And it's like there's been no mustering of will. Or, and then just kind of a sinking in shame and defeat around it, mm-hmm. and not being able to kind of follow through on things that I say I would do and was excited about, and feeling bad and bad and bad. But somehow, something's like cracked in that, and I found myself in the process of this intense feeling suddenly like turning towards the feeling because I'd heard this kind of invitation to do that, and then all of a sudden like turning towards like these things that have needed caring for, mm-hmm. And it's been easier to
exactly.
And then I've you know like talking to people dealing with a loan that was close to default, and the person just being so warm and kind, and kind of shattering my kind of belief and expectation and punishment. I just find myself like crying a lot. Like there's grief and there's also crying from like, oh, things aren't as hard as I thought. Like, even when I'm doing something.
Well, I appreciate you coming up and sharing all that. Mm. It's good to see you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It sounds like it's working.
Something's working.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm really happy I came here tonight. So
oh, glad you're here. Good to see you.
Yeah. Thank you, John.
Take care. Yeah, sure.
I just really want to sit with you.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Just been feeling very intense, like in the torso area for a while. Yeah.
Can you do eyes open or is that okay? Good. Can I guide you a little bit?
Yeah, please do. Thank you.
So, because when I'm guiding, it will help your energy go there. Okay. If it isn't, okay, that's one of the reasons I want to do it. Well, you're already getting it. I didn't even say anything. Good. So you
very
need,
intense. Hmm?
Yeah, yeah. Right. So, the first thing that's coming in is absolutely be in your breath. See if you can breathe, just breathe through your nose. Not through your mouth. That's it. Keep the tip of your tongue on the roof of your mouth behind your front teeth. Okay? Good. And feel your feet on the ground. That's it. Can you feel the breath down here?
Let me see. Let me see. It's hard. It's hard for me to be conscious below, like here. I can kind of
just visualize
feel it like can. My pelvic bones, but I'm not very conscious in here.
Okay, that's all right. If you can visualize it, that's okay too, because where you put your mind, energy will go there even if you don't feel it. I'll do it. I'll help you. Right now, I'm helping you. The energy go there. Good. You're like the sun that wants to come out. You know that? You really are. It's really funny. Feel your feet on the ground, hands on your legs. Be aware of the whole space here. Can you perceive the whole room? Good. That's good. Yeah, you can let your energy get very, you can get your attention get big.
Yeah, like sometimes when you tell me to ground, it helps, but then other times I have to ground, like I visualize grounding the whole space.
Yeah, I would, yeah. For you, I would ground, you know, maybe the whole block.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, at least. That's why I gave you the name Sequoia, because you're like, you know, there's this tremendous force and power, okay? And it's hard for your body isn't. It's not comfortable with being as energetically alive as you are. So that's, we have to learn how to adapt in a way. So that's good. Your energy is great. I love it. Yeah. Particularly if your conditioning has been to hold back in certain ways, which many people were conditioned to hold back, right? To not be seen, to not be in the way, to, you know what I mean? Yeah. But this is where you get to be vast, absolutely vast. That's really, I'd say for you, required right now.
It's scary a lot.
Of course.
It feels really overwhelming.
Yeah, but I've got you. You can let go. You can let go. It's okay. Let your throat be aware here. And here. Good. Be aware here in your third eye area. Top of your head, your crown's very, yeah, this whole area is very good. That's good. Feel the connection here?
Mm-hmm.
Can you feel the throat
Something.
Connection?
Mm-hmm.
Good, good, good. Let feel that throat. Now let's drop down into the heart center. That's a little blank. It's like going out to your garden, you know, and finding an area that's dry. You just moisten it. There it is. You give it attention, it moistens it. That's all you need to do. If you want to call it doing. It's really more how we put attention. That's it. It does it, but we give attention. That's our job, actually. That's our job, okay? So, this is where you want to be aware now. Your whole chest.
Yeah, my neck and everything feels very tight right now.
Okay, just let it be tight. That's... Let your jaw relax, your TMJ. Let your jaw hang if it can. Just breathe. Good. Now there's more opening happening. Be aware of the restrictions. But don't, like, over-focus on them. So if there's tension or heaviness, pressure, don't overly focus on it. Just notice it and then come wider in your attention. But don't, but include the whole picture. Do you understand?
Maybe.
Be the canvas.
To ground.
Be the canvas and the painting. Be the whole canvas and the painting at the same time. That's it. Visualize it. Much better. Open your eyes. Don't think. Can you tell you're opening?
I feel the tingly feeling.
That's good. That's energy moving. Yeah, that's a good sign.
It feels very intense, and I can tell I'm holding it back, and I can't not hold it back.
That's okay.
And
I want you to, I know that. So what I want you to do is just notice the holding back. Okay? Is there any judgment about the holding back?
No, I just hate having to do it here, but it's always stronger in group settings, so.
Right. I understand. This is a good place for you to do it, actually, and I mean, with me and in the group.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I feel a little bit of heat now.
Hmm?
A little bit of heat
good,
now.
Good, yeah, yeah, there's more opening.
I don't feel very aware. I feel like there's a lot of trying to close, shut down happening.
Just be aware of the wanting to shut down. Just notice all those areas and open your eyes. Open your eyes. Be aware of the whole space. That's it. You actually have expanded since we started. There's more opening that's happened. I don't know if you can tell. So things are shifting.
I do feel different. I mean, I can feel things changing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this is, I know it's not comfortable. Right? But it's working.
Yeah.
You get it? See what I'm saying? So you learn to let this happen, even though it's as sort of awkward or difficult.
Yeah.
Okay, let's sit a little longer together. And be careful about wanting to get somewhere or wanting to be a certain way. That's
hard because I want it to be over.
Yeah, it's okay to feel that and express it. Eyes open.
It feels like the people here are really helpful.
Yeah, oh, of course. Because as you're opening, you're enlightening everybody. You see, you're actually feeding everyone the light. Your holding becomes light when it releases. Okay, that's the ultimate service, just so you know. Good. How you doing? Have you had enough?
It's feeling better somewhat.
Good. Good. Let's keep sitting. It's good. Let's keep sitting.
Okay.
Yeah, let your eyes open. You're letting it happen.
I feel like I'm being a bad student, but you're being a really great teacher.
Like you're being what? A bad student?
You're being a really great teacher, but I'm being a bad student.
There's no such thing as a bad student. Look at me. That's it. Learning. Student is always about learning it. Not good or bad, it's just learning, period. Okay? Okay, eyes open. That's it. You're doing okay. It takes courage to face one's resistance. This is what I meant earlier. This is what I meant by being forced to learn. You're being forced to learn right now, but it's not learning here in your intellect. It's learning to surrender, learning to let it open. That's all. It's in some ways very, very simple. It's actually profoundly natural, just like gravity. Letting go is a law of nature. Yeah. Our hearts want to open. That's their nature is to be open and loving. They just are. I mean, sometimes they close up and they're... But our big heart is... Our nature, our true nature is love, actually. That's it. See? There it's coming. Nice.
You'd somehow make it easier.
Well, I'm right. But we're not separate, see? So teaching isn't really informational. It's really a... That's why it's called transmission. It's really a kind of unity consciousness. Yeah, that's it. So we are one right now.
Thank you, John.
Are you, have you had enough?
I just feel like I'm taking too much time, but yeah.
You're not.
Okay.
There's no such thing as that. Let your eyes open. So just let you see, that's part of what holds back, right? See, that's just something that's being let go of. Because what's happening here is actually facilitating everyone who's really listening deeply. Okay. I know, but it's okay. There's a part of you that feels like it's whatever, taking up too much time or something, right? Preventing someone else. Okay. Stay here. That's good. Oh, now a little more opening. See? Nice. How are you feeling?
Okay.
Yeah?
Feels like my heart just took a breath.
Took a what?
Feels like a breath just came in through here.
Yeah, I know. It's been we've been moistening it. We've been just slightly, you know, a little light drizzle on it.
God, you're so much fun. I don't think I could do this if you weren't so funny.
You look a lot better.
Oh, God. Oh, thank God for you and your humor. Oh, my God. Oh, I should have one. Nobody like you.
Hey, look, it's hard work to face oneself. Yeah. Let's be honest about it.
Yeah.
It's one thing to be connected to the divine. It's another thing to actually become a full human being, integrated with the divine. That's a lifetime. There you go. That's it. So we let go of this impatience of being enlightened or whatever. People are living in a narrow band of presence, but that's not full integrated reality.
Oh, God, thank God you're not. Yeah.
So you're doing the good work. You're doing, you know, you're a truly committed aspirant. You have been for years.
Well, there wasn't any other choice.
Yeah, well, I know that.
I have to be forced into things. Okay. Thank you, John.
You're so welcome. Thank you for everything. Let's just sit now, okay? If you had a question, I'll be here next week. We'll be here next week. If you do have a question, really honor it right now. If you had something that needed help, needed attention, really honor that in yourself right now. If there's some party that felt it wasn't met or it wasn't heard, it's really important to be honest with yourself about that. There's a lot of energy here right now, a lot of presence. And so just breathe in and breathe out the presence. Let it breathe through your whole body, through your whole emotional body, your physical body, your mental body. Breathe light into all of you, into all of everything. Just be the light. I think it's not easy to learn in a way to that we really are not in control of how this unfoldment is occurring. And our effort is really about learning to be available for the movement of that. And as I was saying earlier, to have the humility to trust the wisdom of the miracle of your life, rather than be caught in the controlling, manipulative, reactive mind and its conclusions, which is so easy to get caught in, so easy to go down that black hole. Yeah. Being a human being is a mixed blessing, not always so easy. But you've found the light, or it found you. And that's your great good fortune. And I've spent my whole life learning from that, and I'm continuing to. And I know you are too, and it's wonderful to spend this time with you and to have this kind of intimate sharing and healing and liberating happen. So thank you so much for your effort to be here, to come here, to allow this to happen, and to trust really deeply. You know, it's not necessarily what you're thinking about is happening, but often it's happening outside your conscious mind, for sure. And it's like in coming here or going to the retreat or on sessions, people often make conclusions prematurely about how they are, how it's going, or they want to have a good meditation, you know. And think that if it was difficult or painful, that it was not a good one or not a good retreat or something like that. But it doesn't work that way. It's not something you can really judge. What's important is that you show up for yourself and really tune in deeply and have that profound commitment, which you do. And being here is proof of that. So I look forward to seeing you soon. Take good care, and happy trails. Thank you.